don't know what to say, to be honest. We've, for the last four or five games now, we've been playing really well. We've been playing some really good football. We've been dominating teams. We've been getting into the final third, creating chances. And sadly, we're not just taking them chances, and it's coming back to fight us. And again, it's, I know we keep repeating ourselves, but there's nothing we can do about it. We just got to keep ourselves going. We've got now got 11 more games to go, and we just have to keep fighting for as much as we can and keep trying to play. But we've got to finish teams off when we're on top.
I suppose mathematically it's still possible, but 10 points adrift, there's an inevitability about the position at the moment, Jay, isn't there really?
Yeah, there is. We don't want to be here. We don't want to be freaking bottom of the table. We don't want to be 10 points off. We don't want to be fighting for relegation. But we're in that situation now, and we've got to grow a set and get ourselves ready and kick on for Tuesday. The game's coming quick and fast, and we've got to prepare ourselves, wipe ourselves down and just crack on.
Lots of people will be outsiders looking in and, you know, having a view about what's happened. How do you split the responsibility, if indeed you do? Where does it lie mainly, with the players? Is it the off-the-field structure that's obviously been, you know, a problem for everybody to deal with? You know, how much responsibility do the players take generally, you know, for the position the club's in?
Well, we have to take some part of it. We're the ones who go on the field and play the 90 minutes and try and get the points out of games. We know we're disappointed in the way that it's going at the moment. I'm going to stick up for the lads and say that everyone's been going out there and we haven't been just like pushing it over and just not. We've all been fighting for it as hard as we can. It's just one of them things where we're not finishing teams off when we are on top and getting that goal ahead of it, a bit of a cushion. We're getting into the final third, we've been creating a lot of stuff, we're winning the ball back and we're getting a chance to score goals, but we're not. They're coming away and they're nicking a goal, and I'd say just one of them things.
It must be particularly frustrating for you, because individually your performances seem to have, you know, been really top notch over the last few weeks. You've hit a decent vein of form. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, whether I'm playing well or I'm not, we're disappointed in the results at this time and stage of the season. Obviously, I'm happy to be playing well, but it's all more about the team situation. And it's not, we don't just need me playing well, we need everybody playing well. And we are actually, as a whole, like you said before, we are actually playing well, getting into the final third, creating chances, but we're just not taking them at the end of the day. And that's the main thing that we've got to try and get right in these 11 games we're here. We've got two big games now at home that we need to pick up as maximum points as we can.